This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
TFA fam, what is going on? Thank you for joining us once again. Wrapping things up with our player totals. We already had quarterbacks, already touched on some rushing totals and some rushing numbers as well. Tonight we're going to be talking about some receiving totals, some player totals for the 2022 NFL season, which is right around the corner, and god damn, it feels good.
Yeah,
so excited for this year to start.
It does. You know who's not excited for the year to start? But he is, really. Hunter Renfrow. I mean, coming off that year last year. 77.5 receptions. That's his over-under, right? I'm smashing that under, okay? We're trying something new here at TFA. We're taking unders this year, okay? Devontae
Adams. New strategy.
New strategy, okay? Devontae Adams coming in here. He's good. It was the perfect storm for Renfrow last year. I doubt it happens again. It comes down to Devontae's health, pretty much. I'm smashing this under. Absolutely smashing it. Waller's back. Adams around. I just don't think the volume's going to be there for him. And let's talk about wide receiver twos on teams with Adams, man. I know he's on a new team, but there's no reason to think he gets targeted. But there's a reason he gets targeted so much, obviously. Adams overtook Jordy in 2017 for the lead in targets on Green Bay and receptions. Since then, this is what we've seen. 2021, Lazard, 40 catches. 2020, Lazard and MVS tied, 33 catches. 2019, Lazard, 35 catches. 2018, Randall Cobb, 38 catches. 2017 was Devontae's, you know, breakout season, so to speak. Cobb had 66, Jordy had 53. So they still didn't hit that 77.5 number. Bottom line, when you have that monster, he's going to eat and get most of the action. Renfrow had a huge uptick last year because of the injuries and a lack of other weapons available. Those 128 targets are probably going to drop to, I don't know, I they're probably going to be around 100. I think that's being nice, probably, with Devontae in town, and if Waller's healthy. And to tie a bow on it, just shitting on Hunter Renfrow, Devontae generally moves around the formation here. Last year, he lined up in the slot 30% of the time. Renfro's just going to be a victim of greatness next to him. That's what it boils down to. It's nothing against Hunter Renfrow. He's a good player. But Devontae Adams is there now, and he's no longer the show.
I also have a reception total that I will start off with here. I'm going to take the over. I'm going to be a little nicer. This reception total is lower than Renfrow's, and that is Christian Kirk at 69.5 nice receptions. I love this one. I think Kirk is in line to see like 110-ish targets. So getting 70 to 80 catches should be expected. You know, this is a team that's going to be improved. Your boy Dougie P is coming to town here for Jacksonville, but they're still going to be playing from behind. I think their win total is sitting at like 6.5. Their defense still isn't there quite yet. You know, everything we've been hearing from camp is that this passing game is going to run through Kirk. He's going to be that go-to guy for Trevor Lawrence. So, and I think Kirk had 68 receptions in his second year, I want to say, And last year he hit this over, obviously, with Kyler Murray with the DeAndre Hopkins injury. But Kirk is the guy. They paid him as such. And like I said, 110 targets, if you know, being able to catch 70 plus of those, I think should be expected. So love Christian Kirk hitting the over here at 69.5.
Yeah, the only reason I don't like betting it is because it's an over and the Jaguars. That's it. So it's like a psychological like block thing where I'm like, ooh. It's like I see the Jags and I'm like, under. You're like, wait, I didn't even tell you what the bet was. I'm like, under.
Don't care.
That's what it is. No, so I feel like that's a good one. I'm going to stick with receptions here. I'm going Courtland Sutton over 62.5 receptions. We're working our way down a little bit there. That's at minus 115. Listen, wow. It is still Jerry Jeudy season, okay? But Sutton can still make us money. This offense is going to be a lot of fun to watch. Talked about Javonte in the running back video. I love both wide receivers on this team with Tim Patrick being out for the year. They're going to get some extra love from Russ. Practice highlights are fun. We're seeing a lot of nice highlights from Courtland Sutton, hearing a lot of great things from Jeudy. Sutton had 58 catches last year coming off that ACL. He's looking much better as well, which is what we've seen. So a lot of the things are the eye test, right? So Courtland Sutton went out there and I feel like he made a lot of his catches last year with size, you know, playing from behind a little bit there. But he's looked a lot more explosive in and out of his breaks this year coming off of that ACL. Second season, he had 72 catches. I think that's closer to what we're looking at based on the offense. They probably want to run. He could go over 72, and I think that's perfectly plausible as well because I think they're going to want to throw the ball. We've also seen Russ support two stud wide receivers, which is a big thing. Seattle, he had Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf. Both had over 62 catches the last two seasons, Cody. Did you know that? You did not. So they both broke that number. It's technically 63, so they both broke that number. So the only reason not to love it, again, is health concerns, but if you're scared, go get a dog. We haven't seen any glimpses of health issues, so I'm smashing this Courtland Sutton over here. And I'm a Jerry Jeudy guy, and everybody knows I'm a Jerry Jeudy guy. So Courtland Sutton, love it, though. Jeudy's overs are really high up there, man. So Vegas loves Jeudy. They know something. He's an alpha dog. Dog. They're both dogs.
I'm also Team Jeudy, but you got to assume that Sutton sees 115, 120 targets to have a 65% catch percentage or something with Russ throwing him the ball.
Right.
I like that one a lot. I think I can't remember what his yardage total was, but I liked his yardage total as well whenever I was scrolling through and preparing for this. I thought that's where you were going to go, but I like those receptions. Just as much, if not more. My first receiving total for this evening is going to be T. Higgins at 975.5 receiving yards. He went over 1,000 last year while missing three games. I think teams are obviously going to be paying way more attention to Ja'Marr Chase, keying in on him this year, and that's just going to open things up for Higgins. And we actually saw that play out a bit last year too, whenever Chase was getting, you know, bracketed and doubled. We saw Higgins pop off on a handful of games, and their end of season numbers ended up being closer than what I think a lot of people realize, especially on a per game basis with targets and yards and everything else. And then, you know, we look at the playoffs, he had at least 95 yards in three of their four playoff games. The offensive line is better, should make life easier on Joe Burrow, give him more time. And I'm also expecting the defense to take a step back. I think they played a little bit above their head last year. They lost some pieces like Ogunjobi. He's now out of there. And the other thing to note here is that since he has the seventh most difficult schedule, if you look at their opponent's projected win total, which is what Sharp Football Analysis does. So I think this team's going to have to throw a little bit more with what they did last year, which sounds crazy because I think our thoughts on this offense are skewed by, you know, those last handful of games going through the playoffs where they were just airing it out, Chase taking off, T. Higgins breaking out as well. But if you look at the entire year last year, Burrow was 15th in pass attempts. So I think there's room for him to obviously move up there, maybe get in the top 10 pass attempts overall and for 2022. So Higgins at 975 and a half. Give me that over.
I like it a lot. I like it a lot. I can't. I wish I could shit on you, Cody, but I can't. I really wish we had some more disagreement here. But that logic is it's pretty sound. I liked it. Another thing that makes sense, AJ Brown over 70 and a half receptions. That is at even money though. So this is probably the riskiest one I think I'm taking, but it pays out better. So fact, AJ Brown has never had 70 receptions in a season.
Okay.
Also
not, a fact. Not starting off.
That's okay. We talking facts here. Also a fact, though. AJ Brown is a motherfucking dog. Dog! He's a dog, Cody. He will have approximately 11 billion targets this year, based on what we've seen in practice so far. I don't know if you've heard the narrative that Jalen Hurts and AJ Brown are friendly.
so sick of it.
I know. But I think he hits the number. I think the risk is health, obviously, which is a lot of these things when you take an over in a season-long prop. So we keep on hitting on that. He's missed games the last two seasons, but still wound up with 70 and 63 catches the last those years, so to speak. The Eagles didn't trade for him and pay him to not feature him. They are featuring him in practice a lot. He's going to get targeted a ton. The Eagles are going to throw a lot more than they did last year, which was only 41% of the time. I think it's closer to a 50-50 split. I think we're going to see a lot of screens, short crossers, way to manufacture ways to just, you know, get the ball into his hands. Six catches a game, Cody. You think that's out of the realm for AJ Brown?
I don't think so. I just think the overall volume that he sees. But I think the thing that works in his favor is, like you said, you're touching on kind of like the short passing game and all the news out of camp so far is like that's what they're really focusing on. There hasn't been like a ton of deep shots coming from Hurts, so if he's just getting peppered with these kind of like easier short to intermediate levels of the field.
So I think that's what we're going to see. But again, with Jalen Hurts, he didn't use the middle of the field last year. I think that's one of the big things with Jalen Hurts that the Eagles front offense and coaching staff recognized that we need to use the middle of the field because that's, higher percentage throws right there. AJ Brown is that guy who's going to go across the middle of the field, get those catches. So that's why I think, five to six catches a game gets him that number, obviously. And I think he hits that. So
my last receiving prop for tonight, I'm going with another wide receiver two tied to a young stud quarterback. And that is Mike Williams over 1,000 and a half receiving yards. This is going to be one of the best offenses yet again. Looking at last year, Mike Williams went for over 1,100 yards. And if you had Mike Williams on your fantasy team, there were a stretch of games where it was just absolutely dreadful. He had a stretch of 9 games last year where he topped 60 yards twice, and he still ended up with 1,100 yards. So
that's because of that stretch early in the season where if you had Mike Williams, you were winning games. So that's what Mike Williams is. He's hot and cold, but over a season long, that's fine.
Yeah, that's it. If you have him on your fantasy team, might be frustrated, but we're not talking about that. We don't care about that when it comes to the season long totals, as long as they get there at season's end. And the other thing with this Chargers offense too, well, first they added another first round offensive lineman, should just help out that entire offense as a whole. But then they did nothing in terms of giving Herbert more weapons. I think people are expecting Josh Palmer to take another step forward, which is fine. And then they got Gerald Everett at tight end, but we haven't really heard anything about the tight ends here throughout training camp. If you've been paying attention to any of the news, haven't heard much. Is it possible that Everett, steals some touchdowns away from some of these guys? Sure. But I still think when it comes to who's racking up the yards, it's going to be Keenan, it's going to be Mike Williams, and it's going to be Austin Eckler. and then it's just going to be kind of scraps left over for everybody else.
I like that one. I love that Chargers offense overall. Austin Eckler's another one I think people should look at the running back position. This isn't the running back show, but El Codorino and I were talking earlier. We like Austin Eckler. Rushing yards probably too low. All right, last one. I'm going to go bonus here. Fourth bet, CeeDee Lamb over 1175 minus 120. That is a big number. That is scary because that number is just, it's big, 1175. That being said, he had 1102 yards last year and doesn't have Amari to deal with targets. Cowboys have 214 vacated targets, which matters to approximately 40% of you people listening to the show. So whatever, it doesn't matter. Roughly 200 of those 214 targets, however, should go to CeeDee Lamb if they're smart. He is an absolute monster. Plain and simple, they're going to throw the ball. They're going to throw it to him. I wouldn't be surprised if he led the league in yards. Smash, if you listen to the quarterback show, Cody talked about Dak. One of the big reasons Dak can reach this number is CeeDee Lamb just being an absolute monster. That boy gets some slants and he just goes. So, yep. CeeDee Lamb over 1175. You could make this number 1300 and he's still probably going to beat it. So whatever. CeeDee Lamb is good at football. Get it.
I was looking at Dalton Schultz as well, but then I was like, I already talked about Dak. I talked about Zeke. I probably should go three in a row. Please be sure to hit that like and that subscribe. You can jump in our free fantasy football Discord as well. We have a channel for props. We have a channel for DFS, Dynasty, Redraft, you name it. We're talking about it over on the TFA Discord. So jump in there. Absolutely free. We appreciate all you guys rocking with us. We'll talk to you soon.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.